Track 18. You are going to listen to an interview about the responsible use of information. Listen and circle the correct option to answer the question.
This has been one of the most interesting interviews we've had. Thank you, Mark. Friends, subscribe to our YouTube channel, share this video, and hit the like button.
Hello, it's a pleasure to be in this program.
Mark, it is extremely important for people who work with computers and any other technological devices to be on the same wavelength regarding the responsible use of information. First, could you explain what information technology is?
Sure. Information technology includes, but is not limited, to computer networks, network servers, personal computers, workstations, voice and video networks, cloud services, transmission systems, software, and digital information.
Wow, that's a lot. What is the most important aspect to consider?
Well, to keep your information safe, you should keep usernames and passwords private. You should log off your computer and other devices, and you should also keep documents and other electronic data secure. This will prevent your computers and devices from being hacked into.
I guess the main point of responsible use of information is protecting your information from being stolen. Am I right on the button?
Yes, but there is another extremely important aspect, which is the use of information and technology ethically.
Is that related to the different web pages in which one opts in and how they use your personal information?
Partly, but I don't want to get your wires crossed. So let me explain what ethical use of information refers to. First of all, you must not put yourself or others at risk. You must respect the digital privacy of others and comply with software licensing agreements.
This has been one of the most interesting interviews we've had. Thank you, Mark. Friends, subscribe to our YouTube channel, share this video, and hit the like button.